Colgate Men's Menthol.
With the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Filston, Colgate Menthol. Yeah, Filston, Colgate Menthol. Take his advice and you'll not seem to get a stiff. Be a Colgate brushless man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from the city of Chicago. We're in the city of Chicago tonight, en route to broadcast tomorrow's Michigan Army football game. But right now, we're ready to bring you from Chicago the 362nd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange, fantastic stories, some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also, interestingly, we'd like to pass them along to you. Our guest tonight is the lovely Hollywood movie star, Lisbeth Scott. Before we bring you Lisbeth Scott in person, let's begin with Reel 1, Profile of October the 11th. Today is October the 11th. This story that reached climax 87 years ago tonight, for it was on October the 11th of 1859, one of the most interesting of all sports stories to a close. Let me tell you this story of a youngster, John. John was born in Massachusetts. As a youngster, he learned, in fact, he learned to swim so well that at the age of 13, John entered the Massachusetts Freestyle Swimming Championship, and John might have won that day if right in the middle of the race, John had with a violent cramp. John struggled in the water, gasping for breath, when suddenly he felt a strong pair of arms grab him and pull him to safety. After John had recovered, he was amazed to find out that the man who had saved him, the man was a former slave, a colored man, who risked his own life to save John. John was very grateful. Good friends with the colored man who had saved his life. It was then that John first began to learn something about the slavery question, which was plaguing the nation back in those days. And John became so interested in that problem, decided to devote the rest of his life to a crusade against slavery. John did devote the rest of his life to fighting slavery until one day the government ordered him arrested for helping slaves to escape. John immediately fled, and he tried to hide. He barricaded himself inside of an old barn, and it was there that the government officials found him. They ordered John to come out, to give himself up, and John finally did give himself up. Whereupon those governments placed John under arrest, brought him to trial. John was found guilty. 24 hours later, they ordered him hanged. So, that's the story. John's life by a colored man. And because of this, John turned to a cause ultimately cost his life. John's body, for a while, unmarked grave. One day, someone wrote a song about it. For you, John's full name was John Brown.
John Brown's body lies a moulding in the grave. John Brown's body lies a moulding.
And that's the story of John Brown, who was captured on October 11th of 1859. John Brown, who gave his life in order that he might be who never would have become interested. A poor colored man hadn't saved his life once when John Brown was trying to set a record in the swimming race. Well, maybe you'd be interested knowing who that slave was who saved John Brown's life. That slave was Tom Molyneux, the first heavyweight champion of the sport. Won the most valuable player award 2 years running. Truly said that men kick out of his name is Don Hudson, great gridiron. Don Hudson got a Colgate brush.
I think Colgate brush looks and shaped spray, especially shaped like it. Somewhat often my feel like it's on the wrong battering ram often, but no more smarting. Since I began Colgate brush shave, I don't see why every man doesn't put his face to a Colgate brush shave every morning. Signed, Don Hudson.
Well, I don't either. And I don't see why every man doesn't enjoy all the benefits of Colgate brush shave. Light, fluffy, not heavy. And being light, it spreads fast. Colgate brush is an active, stays moist for the last razor. It conditions for fast, close, with nary a puller at snap. fluffy as the finish. Colgate brushes rinses off your face and sweat. If, like so many great have puffed with planted them, then Colgate brushes cream. I'll make a sporting offer. If you're not 100% satisfied with your very first shave, just send the top of the carton back to Bill Stern, care of Colgate, your zone shirt, and I'll see you get double your money back. Ask for the 5-ounce jar of Colgate brushless shaving. Light, right. Real portrait of this football, the greatest from all over the nation are in action already. So tonight, tonight, let's tour them. On that, let's sit by looking down south at the Ramblin' Rex from Georgia Tech.
I'm the Ramblin' Rex, Georgia Tech, and a hell of a nin. A hell of a, hell of a, hell of a, hell of a, hell of a.
Way down south, the Ramblin' Rex, Georgia Tech, is rambling towards the Rose Bowl. Is their song ring south, Georgia Tech's getting ready for Navy. Not win any. Never. This from the Wyoming. They were a good before the war, but when the war, this entire marched away to war, and they fought side by side in France. One day, we're all here. Come back tonight. They once again, they're all playing football. They're all playing football. But no, every member of them, every single member of them, why? Oh. Why? Act. known. Today, Scott is a full star. The latest Paramount, the Hal Wallace production, Strange Love of Martha Ivins. Bring Lisbon Scott to our mic. Bill Stern switching your career across the country. Where I'm standing in Chicago by the magic of the show, the next voice here will be Lisbon Scott in person from Hollywood.
Well on the way. Oh, Father, what's then told me. Late. No, I don't. No, sorry. Young. How many days ago? I guess I should. How many? Mine. I hear. No faith. In fact, one most famous wonder Jim
Hollywood. So much. Luck. Nice. That later. Been broadcasting tonight, Chicago. Chicago is going to broadcast tomorrow's Mississippi Army football game. Next Friday, back time, broadcasting from Knoxville, Tennessee, for Knoxville, Tennessee, have the biggest football game. Next week, getting ready to broadcast that game. Our guest next Friday, young star Roddy McDowell. During next Friday, time, same station, when presented our special guest, first famous movie star Roddy McDowell. Until then, I'll be on news favorite load or associated. Now, until next Friday night at the very same time, Bill Stern will call a good from Chicago.
Life magazine, now on and complete picture for you on film broadcasting of football. Now, once again, here is, ladies and gentlemen,
next Friday night.